Bob, let's start first and talk a little bit about agronomy in action and the site in Clinton, Illinois, and some of the trials and interesting things you have going on there.
We have a nice site there right across from our breeding station, and tons of stuff out there. We've got in the front two ranges, there's more of a corn showcase on this, and then there's also a soybean showcase on the other side in front. One thing, and the big thing in the corn showcase probably is every hybrid is planted at both 38 and 32,000. So that gives us an opportunity to see how ears flex, how stalks and roots hold up at different populations by genetics. On the soybean side of it, every variety has both an early and a late planting date, since there's a lot of interest in early planting of soybeans. So we planted those about a month apart. We planted in April on the first round and toward the end of May on the second round of them. So there's, the first round, they were probably almost V5, while the other ones were just getting their first trifoliate out on those. So we'll have some nice segregation on that, look at differences there. Then beyond that, most of the other trials out there are what I would call agronomic things we've got there. We look at planting depth on corn. We've got some rootworm management trial. We've got a insect management trial, above ground insect management trial with lots of different traits and treatment options on those, on both of those as well. They're somewhat opportunistic. You kind of see what we get for different insects coming along, so they may or may not show anything depending on the year. We've also got a seed care block, and with both an early and late planting, where we're looking at same variety with treated with ours and the competitors, a lot of different seed treatments out there to take looks at things there. There's a soybean planting population. So we planted at 60, 100, 140, and 180,000. The beans are fairly small right now, so you can see a real difference. The 60,000, look horrible. If guys walk in this field, they would be happy, but I think you'd be surprised. You go back in a few weeks and you won't be able to tell a difference probably in those. So that's one there. There's an Inogen plot, not a big deal quite in this area, but we do have two plants opening up in Illinois, so we've got some Inogen corn there in that one. We've got a heterotic background kind of plot, more just interesting corn genetics. There'll be some South American big tall corn, some blue corn, some just a genetic background kind of talking points there. Of course, Liberty plot as well. So just a ton of different agronomic stuff to get people thinking about things going on out in their fields. Also, I should mention, we also have an MGI plot there as well. Some of our new trait genetics that'll be coming forward in a few years.
Bob, as we take a look at some of these agronomic trials, why is it so important for producers, and what benefit do these provide producers for them to see maybe some things to consider for their operations, some things to think about, those types of things?
Well, sometimes we try to mess things up sometimes, for one thing. Hopefully that doesn't ever happen with a farmer, but sometimes your best laid plans, things go astray. So it gives them some opportunity to see, what things look like, what some seedling diseases, for instance, might look like outside of their own field that they may not see every day in there. So it's more expanding their boundaries, I guess, a little bit, giving them some basic background. We dig a lot of roots. I'm big on digging plants up, both corn and soybeans, which is something I think doesn't get done enough. You drive by, you look at the top of corn, but not enough in soybeans also. Digging them up, see what the root structures look like, trying to explain what's going on within the individual plants as well.
Let's talk a little bit about agronomics and some of the things maybe that we're seeing in your area and your part of Illinois this year. It was kind of an interesting start to the planting season, and then it was cool and wet, and then all of a sudden it turned hot. How are crops looking, and how are they holding up?
Yeah, and I cover, approximately the east central, although I go north and south, probably from Springfield to DeKalb. Northern Illinois had good abundant rain. Central part of the state, especially east of Route 55, we had a lot of dry. Areas that went over a month with no measurable rain from planting after planting. So corn went in the ground. To be honest, I was a little nervous because it was first day or two of planting. It was dry on top, but it was a little mucky underneath still. And then it turned out dry, which is sometimes a very bad combination. But surprisingly, corn in general looks amazingly good. The stands are extremely good. Some fields will be a little uneven in uniformity out there. And I think some of that goes back to whether they were a little bit in dry soils, came up just a little bit later. But overall, the populations are very, very good. This heat we've had in May, we had the hottest May in record, I believe, is really advancing this corn crop. You know, there's some V11 corn out there at this point, and we're cranking. The other thing with this big heat early on, my gut feel is corn's going to be a little taller than normal this year because those early growth stages, we were had longer internodes from warmer temperatures. So gut feeling is corn will be a little bit taller. If we stay on a normal pattern, if there is such a thing, rest of summer, I would anticipate the crop should advance pretty quickly because we started out with a lot of heat units. So right now, I'm cautiously optimistic on corn. Looks pretty good. Soybeans on the other side, mixed bags. Some of the soybeans look fantastic. The earlier planted soybeans, I think, looked very well. They went into moisture. There's a lot of beans that got in the later part, that got into the May time frame in some of these really dry areas. Some of those were in dry dirt. Amazingly, a month later, you dig the beans, it looks like you just put them in the ground, and once we got these rains recently, they're starting to emerge now. So I think beans will fill in and look better as we go. Now, the biggest problem I've had in the last few days here in getting around the field after we had these heavy rains, if you know, everybody remembers agronomy, what soybean disease likes really hot and wet, you know, it's Phytophthora, and we're seeing a lot more of that Phytophthora, the stem and root phase. With Phytophthora, you can get the seedling phase, which I think a lot of people are very familiar with, but with seed treatments, we've done a lot to control that. But the stem and root rot phase, I would say we've probably have it as bad now in some areas as I've seen in a decade, where these beans, they'll look fine, you know, usually in a very, very wet part of the field or just outside of the drowned-out spot or where water stood. All of a sudden, almost overnight, it just looks like they just droop over in two, which gives them kind of a gray look to them from the road because you're seeing the undersides of the leaves there. But we're seeing some of that. They'll tend to run down a row, and then you might have some good plants, and then the row next to them might not look bad, and then a little further down, you might have another run of you know, several feet to 10 feet down the row that is just wilted over in two. So about as bad as I've seen it in a while for this time of year for this late mid-season Phytophthora showing up.
As we talk about some of these diseases and some of the things, how important is it for farmers to be aggressively scouting, especially when we're looking at advancements in the corn crop, which could potentially be happening quicker than expected?
Yeah, I think for the corn plot, get out in your cornfields, for one thing, look at growth now. Corn's rapidly growing right now, so we're kind of at a vulnerable stage, you might say. Hopefully, don't have windstorms and things. But start looking at, I was at some fields yesterday, you know, one thing, look at your uniformity in your crop. Some of these fields were, you know, maybe planting depth was sometimes only a quarter inch difference, but it made a difference on a few days on emergence, whether that seed could get enough moisture to swell and come up. If you've got some differences in uniformity in a field, that would tend me to think forward to pollination time, because if you're a leaf stage or two behind, you know, a lot of people say that's a weed. Realistically, the reason it's a weed is because at pollination time, the rest of the field is brown silk, and now all of a sudden you have that 10% or so of the plants that are now have fresh green silk. You attract all of the silk clippers, the corn rootworm beetles, the Japanese beetles, from the rest of the field all congregate on that last 10%. So they tend to not get pollinated well. So if you do have a field that's very, you know, you may have a good stand, but it's not uniform in growth stage, then you might want to look at scouting late. Make sure you put on your calendar to scout later. And if you do have those cases where you have some silk clippers that are affecting those, you know, then an insecticide application at pollination time to protect those last ones, they put some ears on those and some money in your pocketbook.